Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Chong Son, a professor in biosystems engineering with the University of Manitoba. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Son.
Well, thank you for having me.
As part of a research project conducted on behalf of Swine Innovation Pork, scientists with the University of Manitoba compared the effect of slatted concrete flooring on the health and longevity of group-housed sows and the effectiveness of that flooring in handling manure. First of all, what prompted the launch of this study, and what were the key objectives?
Well, this actually goes back a few years when we were working on a project of developing methods for designing group housing systems for sows. And we visited a lot of farms and were talking to producers. And one specific question we asked is the floor configuration. And there are standard sort of slatted floors with a 5-inch slat and 1-inch gap. So we were asking people, where did you come up with this number? Nobody could answer that question. And we knew floor configuration actually has quite a bit of effect on the health of sows. And so we sort of decided to dig into this, what is the best floor configuration in terms of the slat width and the gap width.
What typically does slatted concrete flooring consist of and why, and how many different configurations would there actually be in use?
Well, the reason why people use slatted floor is try to drain manure through the slot. And because of the concrete is pretty hard, if you have a slot, then the edge actually is pretty sharp. That could actually cause the problem for sows. Now, it typically, the slatted floor has a slat, which is about 5-inch wide, and then we have the slot. So in a typical design, people were looking at the ratio of the slats and the slot. It's something we call porosity. So that dictates the drainage of the manure. In North America, I guess this 5-inch, 1-inch combination is commonly used. Now, the one of the question is, would this actually combination work for all sides of pigs? And most of the barn we saw actually is for, it's based on grow and finishing pigs. And we don't have any standard for designing slatted floor for the gestation sows. That's the reason we actually went into this study.
Who actually was involved in the project and in what capacities?
Well, this is actually, it's part of a larger project led by Dr. Laurie Connor at the University of Manitoba. Then we also have a research scientist, Dr. Nicholas Davilos from Agriculture Agri-Food Canada involved in this project. We have quite a few students, technicians also involved, and also we have people from Prairie Swine Center are involved in this project too. But for the specific component of the slatted floor, is mostly the work was mostly done at the University of Manitoba under the leadership of Dr. Laurie Connor.
How many phases did this component of the project actually involve, and what did those phases consist of?
Well, this particular component of the project actually had two phases. In the first phase, we actually did a study in a sort of lab setting. We actually built a corridor with the different floor configurations. We actually had sows actually walk on the corridor, and then we videotaped all the movement of sows, and based on that, we came up with a best combination of the slat and the slot width. So that combination actually is 4 1/4 inches of slat width and 3/4 of gap width. That's a little bit narrower than the commonly used 5-inch slat with a 1-inch gap. So that's phase one. So based on the phase one study, we moved into phase two, in which we actually put the new floor in two rooms. One room with the traditional 5-inch, 1-inch floor, and the other room actually with this new floor. That's 4 1/4 inch and 3 1/4 inch of gap. So now we put cells into these two rooms, basically did a straight, a direct comparison of the cell performance and also the air quality in these two rooms. Now, I mentioned earlier, the reason we have slatted floor is to drain manure. So with the narrow gap, one of the concerns is the manure drainage. So we actually focused on the air quality in two test rooms, and we're looking at the floor cleanness and the cleanness of the sow, and then we measured the ammonia level in this two rooms.
What was found in terms of sow welfare, and how did the two configurations compare?
A short answer is there's no difference between the two rooms in terms of sow performance and air quality. And we did notice there's less foot lesion in the narrow floor room, and air quality was identical in two rooms. So that means the narrow gap did not affect actually manure drainage, and the floor cleanness and the sow cleanness, they're all identical. Statistically, there's no difference between the two rooms.
Who actually is making use of the results of this work, and how is it being applied?
Well, at this point, because the results has just been released, we were hoping the producers actually will pick it up, and this, the floor manufacturing companies, and because everybody at this point uses sort of the standard floor design and without much sort of scientific evidence behind it. So this result actually will help producers actually decide in what floor they would use for loose housing systems for gestation sows.
And is there anything you would like to add?
Well, this study, it was just to sort of picked up one problem for on floor design for gestation sows. There's actually a lot more to do, and we actually be following up on the study with a different floor covering system to actually looking at the hardness of the floor on foot health of sows.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Our guest has been Dr. Chong Zan, a professor in biosystems engineering at the University of Manitoba. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.